I think it would have been essential to have it from day one. I think that it's very important that a local aspect is in every public tender, which means, Greg, to say that a certain percentage of the tender, say it's 20% or 30%, would either have to be local Indigenous people, using local materials, local businesses to actually do the work within the tender process. What has happened over the years is that a lot of the public tenders have actually gone out of the reach of local communities, local business people. So it's multinational. You know, not alone do we have to be looking at including social clauses and employing our own people, but we also have to look at how all these procedures are taking place.
Previously, EU directives were often used as the excuse as why such a clause could not be included, but you've pointed to the Environment Minister and he seems to have been able to do this, and you say if he can do it, then so should the Council.
Well, exactly, and over the last 5 years I have taken in this, and as I say, took it in the good times as well as taking it in the bad times, and every time I'm told European directives and European competition rules. And I was amazed to hear Minister Phil Hogan in the biggest tender that the state is going to give out, the tender process for water meters, which I don't believe should happen, he was able to include a social clause in that, but yet in the smallest tenders, whether it's sewage systems, which we have Dunloe and Glenty is going to go ahead this year, and different road projects and everything else, we can't have that included. So I'm calling on Donegal County Council today to have a social inclusion clause in every public tender from today on.
And deal with the consequences if there are any afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have no problem with the consequences. But if, as I say, if the minister can do it, I can't see why Donegal County Council can't.